Ois du bottom a choili, eis du shachachti a choili, zamoisi kilad yahili, roshati, venosati, venutasholi. The next kino is kino tezayin. Kino tezayin is made up of two parts. The first part describes the maisa that's brought in the Gemara, that Titus entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He entered with his zayna, and he was over an avera in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he took out a sword, and he stabbed the Parochus, and the Parochus started spurting out blood. And the Kino says, Sholaf Karabai Uvolif Naivlif Nim. Meimenu Dolach, Vihishke Chita Midom. His arrows were shikr from blood. Kiyotam and Habayis, Vacharabai Maleodom. He came out from the Beis HaMikdosh, and his sword was full of blood. And he was a. With Gaiva, he said that he's going to fight against the Eibishter. And Klal Yisrael witnessing this, Aviseinu, Zora Kechnisu, Bachura Bachla Eish, when our fathers brought in a strange fire, they were eaten up by fire. Vizeh Zayna Tzoya Hichnis Loinichva Ba'esh. How could it be that he brings a Zayna in and he's not consumed with fire? And afterwards in the Kino it says, Zakenim Nivasu, Kirishu Mishkokim. The Zakenim of Klal Yisrael were frightened that it seems that he had permission from Shamayim to do this. Asayis Ritzoinoi, to do what he wanted, who Osir Bozikim, and Kviyochel it looked like the Eibishter is in chains, that the Eibishter can't do anything, can't defend himself. And this was in order that Klal Yisrael should see Pashtus, so that Klal Yisrael should see that the Eibishter doesn't always respond. Klal Yisrael, it says in the Kinas later, that for 900 years the Eibishter held back. There was a sinner kavusha for 900 years because of Klal Yisrael's averis. The Eibishter wanted to show Klal Yisrael that there's a hanhaga, that the Eibishter doesn't respond necessarily for every avera. And just like over here, the Eibishter didn't respond to Titus, the Eibishter didn't respond to Klal Yisrael's averis until they became so great that they weren't worthy of the Beis HaMikdosh. And the reason why the blood spurted out from the Parochus, many different ways of understanding it, Taisa says that this was to show how hard it was for the Eibishter to be makriv the Beis HaMikdosh. Kviyochol, like dam was coming out, that's how bitzar the Eibishter was. The Maral explains that the Gemara in Yuma says that sometimes Klal Yisrael felt that Tumah was worse than Shvichas Domim. To be Metamer Beis HaMikdosh was worse than Shvichas Domim. Being Metamer Beis HaMikdosh, the Beis HaMikdosh is a Mokum of Taira. Going ahead and taking away that Taira B'Yodayim Ayidei Tumah, that's similar to Shvichas Dam. That's similar to just like taking away a person, the Shomer, takes away the tire in a person, takes away the potential in a person. Taking away the tire of a Mokum Kodesh, taking away the tire of the Beis HaMikdosh, that's also similar to Shvichas Domim. And that's up to Maral is the reason why the Dam went out when Titus came and stabbed the Parochus. The Kinnah goes on to say, Al-Tzad Ma'arovi L'Zecher Hisrid Boy. On the Tzad Ma'arovi, the Eibishter left us a Koysel Ma'arovi. It says in Medrash, Hine Za Oymer Acha Kosleinu. There's a Haftocha, it's a Gevaldik Echizuk. There's a Haftocha that the Eibishter gave to Klal Yisrael, that the Koysel Ma'arovi will never be destroyed. Is a Nevuah that was said many years ago, thousands upon thousands of years ago, and it's still being Niskayim today. For some reason, the Koysel HaMarovi is still here. And the Koysel HaMarovi is not only the Koysel HaMarovi, it's the Eibishter is there behind the Koysel HaMarovi. The Alshech says, start off. Eicha Yoshua Bodod, Hoysa Ka'almona, Ka'almona, Zokta the Alshech, Ka'almona, not like an Almona Mamish. Ka'almona because the Eibishter is still here. Behind the Koysel HaMarovi, the Eibishter is still here. Ad Kidei Kach, that the Klal Yisrael says that if someone looks at the Mokim HaMikdosh even today, he connects to that Mokim HaMikdosh even today, it has a hashpa on him. It has a hashpa of Kedusha through the Re'iyah of the Mokim HaMikdosh. This exists today also. That's the first part of the Kinnah. The second part of the Kinnah is telling us a different Maisa. Ata Kotzafta, you got angry. Behirsheisa Lefanois. And you allowed to empty from the Beis HaMikdosh Yilodim Asher Ein Bohem Kol Mu'um Misham LaHafnos. You let them take out children, young children that don't have any Averis. In other words, young children that are less than Bar Mitzvah. V'shilchum Be'eretz Utz V'sholosh Sfinos. And they sent them to Eretz Utz with three ships. And they realized why they were being taken to be over Averis. And the only thing that they were concerned about state, the Meforshim and the Gemara, and you see this in the Kino over here also, the only thing that we're concerned about is if they would jump into the ocean, would they get up by Tchias HaMesim? Perhaps Tchias HaMesim is only someone who's buried in the ground. And they asked the oldest child among them, Ridash in the Posuk, that the Eibishter brings back from Boshon, Dash in the Posuk, that even though that a person is drowned at sea, he still gets up by Tchias HaMeisim. Hashiveinu Shivu Kivo Benivchayom. They cried out, bring us back, we'll get us up by Tchias HaMeisim, as they were jumping into the river. Talking about children less than Bar Mitzvah, they're not B'nei Deya to be able to be responsible for their actions. But over here it says that they sang as they were being Moisa Nefesh, Shir V'Sishpochei Shoyeru Ka'al Yom. They sang songs like Klal Yisrael sang Oz Yosher on the Yamsuf. Why they sing? Because with Zeicha to be Noisa Nefesh, with Zeicha to give our lives away for the Kiddush Hashem. And that's why they sang songs. Kol Zeus Ba'asnu, V'loish Chachnucha, Chilul Mamoshon. All this came to us. And we didn't forget you. Tikvosam Nosnu, L'meishim Miboshon. They placed their hope in the one who's going to bring them back from Boshon. Uvaskel Nishma. And a voice was heard, Ura Lomos Yishon.